Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios begins right now. What a week it has been on a lot of different fronts. And I have nothing short of an absolutely incredible program for you on the radio airwaves across the country today. I promise you this is going to be huge. Let me give you a little bit of taste of what's happening. Alan Gottlieb is tuned in. He's on the Second Amendment Foundation hotline right this second, listening as I give you this lineup, and we're going to go to Alan shortly. Alan Gottlieb is going to be here in the first hour. Hour two, Patricia Huff from Gunbroker is back. It's that time of the month with the brand new segment. We are going to be covering four different categories, used and newsed, over under shotguns that are moving on Gunbroker. You're going to love the segments with Patricia Huff. She is so fun to have on the program. And then that follows up with week number two, round two of what is now a regular segment on Armed American Radio's Personal Defense Network sponsored Pro Tip of the Week with Rob Pincus. And then in hour three, we've got AWR Hawkins for the hour. Get ready. Put your seatbelts on. This is going to be a huge program, a tremendous amount of fun. I can't wait to get it rolling for you. But I got to get a little bit of business out of the way first. Here's why. Because I got a lot to talk with you about. Many of you are sending me emails because you noticed that Friday's daytime show, daily program, I should say, podcast wasn't available on the website. And there's a reason for that, because we're rebuilding the website. And the website, as we rebuild it, has to talk to another place to get the podcast when they go up. They go up in a certain format. I won't bore you with all that web jargon, but suffice to say, web developers are more important than accountants and attorneys nowadays, okay? Those guys are critical. So we had some issues with that, but they're corrected. Friday's show is back up. I was more concerned about being able to get this program up for you because many of you listen to this program later in the day or later at night or the next day while you're working, as you're driving across the country, for example, as a truck driver. Many of you listen in those conditions. So I wanted to let you know we are good to rock and roll. So no problems there. The website is being rebuilt. Here's what you're getting ready to see. By next week, I should already have seen it. You will be able to view premium content, hear premium content. They'll have a premium section for you. There's going to be a storefront for you. There's going to be an information area for you for news. We're going to tie some stuff up with our great new sponsor, Ammo Land, who is working with us to make sure that we can give you all the information that I don't have time to give you here. We're going to tie that together with you. Rob Pincus' Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week. We are doing great work with PDN and that entire crew at Personal Defense Network. So when you hear the Pro Tip of the Week, you're not only going to be able to hear it, you're going to be able to view it, because Rob is going to step away from the microphone and film it. So you're going to get about a 10-minute supplemental video where Rob will go into video detail for you on camera more than he has time for in the segment. So we're going to supplement. That's all going to be visible. That will run for the week. In addition to that, we've got a new Gunbroker giveaway coming up. I'll tell you about that later on in the program. We're doing the range bag giveaway. All kinds of great new stuff. But keep in mind that there will be times that that site goes down from time to time. You don't need to send me an email to let me know it. Trust me, I know it. But I appreciate your feedback and the emails that I've gotten this week. If I have time, I can't make any promises, but they were just outstanding. And I love each and every one of you who are supporting Armed American Radio. Today, I want to take this opportunity to welcome yet another new sponsor. You'll be hearing Emerson Knives on the program today. Ernie Emerson is, simply put, a badass. And Ernie Emerson is going to be on the program next week, not this week. And we're going to have a new product for you that we're going to be highlighting. So let me just take this brief second to tell you about the gun bag giveaway, because I got that cat out of the bag. Next week, and you'll be able to see it on my Facebook page, the gun bag, gunbroker.com giveaway will be occurring. Inside it will be a signed copy of Grilling While Armed, a bag of Defender coffee from my own personal stash, Rebel Roast. And get this, besides the little koozie and the little stickers and all the fun stuff you're going to get and the shirt that goes in the $80 gun bag, Emerson Knives decides they want to put an Emerson knife in the bag for you. This package is over 400 plus, and who knows what's coming next. Maybe somebody else wants to throw something else in. This is the fun stuff happening on Armed American Radio. You can follow all this at facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and we'll show you how. I'll get that up on the site for you tomorrow, not today. I don't want to do that today. We'll get it up on the site for you tomorrow. You'll be able to see everything about the gun bag giveaway. And the reason I'm not doing it right now is because I don't know who else wants to add anything to it. It might get bigger than it already is. You never know. So stick around with us. You're going to have a great program, I promise you, tonight, a great listener experience, and a lot of fun stuff working for you behind the scenes. All right, let me give you some headlines here. And it's overwhelming. Then I'm going to go to my guest, Mr. Gottlieb, and we're going to kind of pick and choose our fights because it's kind of hard to figure out where to go nowadays. Take a listen. Hobby Lobby faces criticism over products that encourage gun violence. Confiscate, ban, register, limit, and bust. Dems lay gun control cards down in Vegas, which they did. Lawsuit says Academy is negligent in selling guns used by serial killer. So now Academy Sports is negligent because they sell a gun that somebody chose to use to kill someone. Do you understand where we're going here? Kamala Harris has told you just this week, we talked about it on the Daily program, that she wants to confiscate, and this is her own words, and I quote, as many as 10 million guns. Good luck with that, Kamala Harris. You're going to need a station wagon and a lot of friends. You know what the headline is right below that? Civil War. This is the kind of garbage that we're seeing in America today. Beto O'Rourke, I'm going to talk about this in the third hour with AWR Hawkins. He's written extensively about Beto. Using what happened at a bar fight in Kansas City. We still don't know enough about it yet. Police haven't released too much as of the time of this live program. We'll wait till tomorrow, maybe no more. Generally, something we wouldn't even talk about with you is making news because Beto O'Rourke is using a bar fight in Kansas to come after your rights now. But I don't see him in Chicago talking about the over 400 murders in Chicago because that part, his party, controls that city and Baltimore and St. Louis and Kansas City and every other urban city in decay in America. March for Our Lives. You got one of those kids now running for an office in Houston. Businesses are looking to ban guns because of what they're hearing from the media. And then what are we watching from the FBI? There is no gun epidemic. Crime in America is dropping like a stone. That's according to the Uniform Crime Report just out last week from the FBI. Less than 270 murders with any rifle combined at all. And the left and the media, their friends in the media, have you convinced that there's an epidemic in America, and that's false. Let's go right to Mr. Alan Gottlieb. And Alan, I want to take you, welcome to the program first, sir. By the way, I was getting on a roll. I had to get to you quickly. How are you?
Thanks, Mark. You did well on your roll.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I'm looking at my time clock. I'm going, I got to get to you first. I don't want to waste the segment with you. Here's the deal. I woke up to, in the middle of the night, I woke up to a alert. Unfortunately, they're dinging and rolling and banging on me all night long. But I woke up to one that really caught my eye. A mass murder, 5 people at a resort. And I thought, here we go again. Here we go again. We're going to have to hear this from the left like crazy. As I was reading it, it dawned on me, oh, that was in Austria. And I got to thinking, I must have read that wrong, Alan, because the mainstream, as you say, and Julianne remind me regularly to say, the legacy media has America convinced that that doesn't happen anywhere outside of America, but in fact it does. Go ahead.
Yes, there are statistics show that there are more mass murders outside the U.S. than inside the U.S. But the U.S. legacy media only wants to pick on American gun owners because we have rights and people in other countries have privileges.
So when I see something like that, I tweeted it out and I said, I wonder if we're now going to be seeing Beto O'Rourke calling for gun bans. I mean, it's clearly Beto cares about people, not just Americans. He cares about all people. I'm assuming he's going to start calling for gun bans and confiscation and confiscatory garbage in other countries as well, right?
Probably not. He's probably only going to pick on American rights. I would bet against that.
Yeah, I'm not going to put any money on that either, but it's fascinating. When the headlines that I'm looking at now from many, many different sources that feed me all this stuff every day when I decide what to talk about, Alan, is getting overwhelming. I know you know that. And, of course, you're one of my sources, obviously. I mean, we text back and forth every day on a group with people. We feed information back and forth to each other. And sometimes I look down and I realize I've missed 6 or 7 texts coming from your office because I had to silence my phone while I was on the air and I didn't even see it coming at me. Are you feeling that, too? We've got about real quick 15 seconds for just yes or no.
Oh, most definitely, yes. I mean, the volume of attacks on gun rights things happening with firearms is at a record high.
It is at a record high, no question about it. When we come back, I want to go with Mr. Gottlieb over to Joe Biden, who, above and beyond anybody else outside Beto O'Rourke, Biden really truly does stand a chance to win a nomination here, even though his numbers are dropping, as opposed to Beto O'Rourke, who does not. But Biden is doing and saying some things now that a lot of people thought were unusual for Biden to say. We'll find out from Alan Gottlieb why and what it means when we come back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues again. We're talking with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, and I tell you, Alan, welcome back to the program. Let's dive right into this neck deep here and head first into the pool. We have Joe Biden now, who is saying some things that a lot of people never thought they would actually hear come from Joe Biden. And I made the comment in the previous segment that he appears to be moving farther and farther and farther left to appease his base. Are you hearing anything unusual from Joe Biden right now that you thought we might not have heard from him?
Well, I don't look at it as unusual or really different. Joe Biden has never been a friend of the Second Amendment. And basically, he's just repackaging all this with a different sales pitch. But it's the same stuff he's always talked about. You know, he wants to do a voluntary buyback of everybody's guns. He wants a federal registration system. His goal is to eliminate semi-automatic sporting rifles. It's just sort of a different sales pitch, than he's given before and repackaging it, but it's the same stuff. The Biden gun ban scheme falls right in line, of course, with the other Democratic presidential candidates whose goals are prohibition and confiscation. You know, what we really need to do is ban assault politicians that have no respect for our rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment. And we'll get a chance to do that at the ballot box in 2020.
Assault politicians. You know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of Alan Corwin opening up at Gun Rights Policy Conference. And he does this a lot of times he speaks when he says assault is an action. It's not an item. It's not a piece of equipment. It's an action. And you kind of just made that correlation. Assault politicians. These people are literally assaulting our right to bear arms. I like that very much. I can't steal it now because everybody heard you say that, but I like
you can
that.
Steal it. You have my permission to steal it.
We will use it as often as we can. I think it's great. And you heard me, listener. You heard Alan give me permission to do that. You never know. You might see that on a T-shirt and a bumper sticker. That was great. All right. But there's a couple of things that Biden's talking about now, Alan. And I want to ask you a personal question, as I would on a phone call with you, because Biden is now, it appears to be far more vocal in his calls for what we all know Biden has always supported in the past, but maybe politically, it wasn't politically expedient at that time. So let's take you back to the Biden-Obama years. Biden wanted it, and Obama wanted everything we're hearing them say today, right? They just weren't saying it as vocally and as loudly today as they were then, right? Because it wasn't as politically expedient then, right?
Well, I think they might have said it as loudly and boldly, but it wasn't in the part of an orchestra, so to speak, where you have all these other Democratic presidential candidates, each one trying to outgun rights the next one, I guess one of the new proposals Biden does have is to regulate semi-autos the same way fully automatic rifles are regulated under the National Firearms Act of 1934. So you would have to go through the $200 tax stamp and the whole bit to be able to have one. And of course, he's still talking about alleging, closing loopholes in the background check system and prohibit outright the so-called assault rifle sales and original standard capacity magazines as well. He would like to see those, sell those banned. And he wants to push states to adopt so-called red flag laws without any due process protections.
I could just with that one comment about Biden because I also want to talk with you about lawful personal or protection of lawful commerce and arms act, PLCAA. Biden is now in favor of suing gun manufacturers out of existence. And I'll ask AWR about that, too, in the third hour, because I want to get his perspective on it. But while we're still on Biden with you, again, I'll go back to Obama. I don't recall here. Now, Obama, we knew what Obama said in the past. I knew what Obama was saying in the past. However, I didn't hear him come out specifically calling for an outright ban like he said in the past, or Biden doing it like he is now. And that's because you think, and I just want to make sure that I get this right, because everybody else is saying it, he feels comfortable saying it now, right?
Yeah, but he has said it in the past. I mean, fairness, this man has not changed his anti-gun views. He has said it in the past. And remember, this is the same Joe Biden who once famously counseled people to fire a double-barreled shotgun into the air from outside their home, scared away home, invasion robbers, which is not only illegal, but it's a dangerous in a populated area. And this is the guy who thinks he can tell us about gun safety measures.
Yeah, well, gun safety to them means something entirely different than it does to us. Let's go to the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, because Biden is now out saying
that we should be able to sue gun manufacturers. So I'm going to make an assumption, which can sometimes get you in trouble, but I'm going to do it because I know it's not going to get me in trouble in the case of Biden and gun grabbers. I'm going to assume that Biden has no concern whatsoever that a gun manufacturer is not responsible for the actions of a criminal who chose to steal a gun, say, for example, from my automobile and use it a month later to commit a crime and murder somebody during a liquor store robbery, that somehow Biden feels it's okay to sue Smith & Wesson or Glock because that's the gun they took from me. And that's what he wants to do. How does anybody rationalize that that's even okay?
Well, because you really want to ban guns is how you rationalize it. You know, when the cities way back when, before the lawful, you know, Commerce Act was passed to protect firearms manufacturers from frivolous lawsuits, and various cities were suing the gun manufacturers, Biden supported those suits. So the fact that he wants to get rid of the Lawful Commerce Act off the books doesn't really surprise me, because the whole concept here was just the backdoor gun ban. If you're able to put all the gun manufacturers out of business, nobody can buy a gun, and hence you have no Second Amendment rights because you can't exercise them. And that's what this is really, really all about. So one thing we can say about Joe Biden, he's sort of always been kind of consistent.
Right.
There's no doubt that he's been a champion of every gun control scheme that's ever come along.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever met one that he has suggested in any way, shape, or form is a little bit too far. We're seeing that happen. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Have you ever seen him say anything like that or heard him?
Oh, no. To Joe Biden, the Second Amendment is not a fundamental right. It's a privilege that can be regulated by his or anyone else's gun control schemes. And I just like to say, unlike the Second Amendment, I think Joe Biden has passed his expiration date.
Yeah, well, I believe a lot of people are beginning to feel that as well. It's concerning, though, because Biden does, if you look at the polls, stand a chance here. You know, he's also now talking, Alan, about, well, let's just stay on Biden, and I'm going to pivot to Kamala Harris, and will more than likely be the next segment now. But Biden's also suggesting that I should be liable if I don't keep my firearms under lock and key, and he used a terrible example of if somebody leaves a key in their automobile and somebody goes and steals that car and commits a crime or harms somebody with it, somehow the driver is liable for the person who stole the car and committed the felony, which is false. It's not true. But at the same time, he's suggesting that for all gun owners across the board, that if someone breaks into their home or their car and steals their gun, that the homeowner should be liable for the crime that was committed. I mean, this is just getting crazier and crazier every day.
Yeah, they call that, you know, common sense gun control, but they wouldn't call that common sense car control, would
right.
they?
No, and you know, it's interesting because we ask this question. So, listener, I say drive, pun intended, to this part of the segment. We'll call it quits here in just a second, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. Biden's not saying whether he feels that Ford, Chevy, Toyota, or maybe Ferrari, or any other, you know, maybe Dodge for the Hellcat, should they be open to lawsuits when one of their legally manufactured and sold products is stolen and used in a crime to rob a bank or to mow people down or to do whatever it's used for by a criminal? Biden doesn't comment on that, and the press doesn't ask him about that. We're going to continue with the great Alan Gottlieb when we come back. Going to make a sharp left turn, pun intended also, over to Kamala Harris, because she's made it very clear in her own words that she wants to literally confiscate as many as 10 million guns. Back after this. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues right now. Please, please, please go out of your way to support all of my sponsors, including all of my new ones. Vault Pro, if you're looking for a safe, if you're looking for a door, if you're looking for a safe room, even a storm shelter, Vault Pro has you covered, made right here in the USA. I don't need to tell you about Crossbreed Super Tuck and the Women's Appendix and the rest of the great products at Crossbreed, but I'm going to anyway. That's why it's the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And also, Second Amendment Foundation. We're talking with Alan Gottlieb, another great sponsor of the program. Make sure to support the Second Amendment Foundation. GetSupply.com. Alan, you heard Alan talk about it yesterday. Supply razors are absolutely awesome if you're a man and you shave. Even if you're a woman and you shave, it's a great time of year to be picking up these supplies as we're coming up on Christmas. Support the people who support our Second Amendment. And, of course, Emerson Knives, now our newest sponsor. We're going to be hearing from Ernie Emerson coming up next week. We'll talk more about our sponsors as the show progresses. And thegunbroker.com from the daytime show. By the way, don't forget on that daily show that the gun bag, range bag giveaway from Gun Broker is going to happen. The winner will be announced next Sunday, 1 week from today. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the program. You wanted to continue with Biden before I pivot over to Kamala Harris.
Yeah, we had a joke going on in the office this week that maybe Biden isn't a total lost cause on gun rights, because maybe if we did what the Ukrainians did and gave his son a couple million dollars, maybe he'd support Second Amendment rights. I mean, obviously the man in many cases is up for sale, So if maybe we should try and outbid the anti-gunners.
Yeah, I don't know. Can we? I don't know if we can or not, but it sure would be fun to try because clearly, obviously, I know where you're going with this, but clearly Biden has other problems, and you got to wonder, you know. I think it's, as much as we want to joke about it, there are legitimate questions. My gosh, I mean, we live in crazy, crazy times today. In fact, though, some of those times, Alan, are so crazy that we have a former attorney general of the state of California, now a U.S. senator from California, Kamala Harris, saying she might want to confiscate, quote, as, and I quote, as many as 10 million firearms. How do you even do that, Alan?
Well, they never think these things through. They have no, and they have no way of dealing with their proposals to begin with. Obviously, it's not doable. It can never happen. I mean, you know, it's just all it does really is it's heated rhetoric that divides our country that much more, and it puts gasoline on the fire. And they don't care about that. You know, when she was Attorney General, she had no respect for Second Amendment rights, and she attacked civil rights of lots of people in lots of areas if it would help further her political ambitions. What I love, though, is take a look at the polling data in her home state in California. She's polling at about 5% in her home state, where she won as Attorney General statewide. It shows her message is not even selling in California.
But what does that? Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. And then I want to go into some specifics because that's a brilliant point. Beto O'Rourke, we see the same phenomenon with Beto O'Rourke in this.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he's polling at literally zero, but when these people are polling as low as they are, for whatever reason, now I have a theory, you know I do, and you know I'm going to tell you what it is in a minute, but I have let me tell you first, when they're polling at this low level, their first knee-jerk response, Alan, is to go for more gun control. That's their instant reaction because what? That gins up the press so they get more coverage, right?
Yeah, but this is hysterical. So Beto O'Rourke, his home state, Texas, his polling data in Texas is way lower right now than it is anywhere else. I mean, he's alienated Texas. I mean, everybody in Texas owns a firearm. He's gone and he now could never, ever run for anything in the state of Texas.
Wow, what a great point.
So so what he's doing is appealing to the, you know, liberals in Hollywood, you know, the political elite in New York City, you know, the corrupt, you know, Democrats in Chicago. But is it going to sell in the home state of Texas?
It's not going to. And my theory on this is because they're and this is instinctive stuff with these people. This is an instinctive reaction. You watch Kamala Harris do it. You watch Beto O'Rourke do it. Now, it's interesting. Cory Booker's been kind of quiet lately. And I'm not wondering if maybe Cory's getting the message to shut up on the gun control a little bit. But, I mean, you still see Swalwell out there. But Swalwell's no longer running for anything because he was the first victim of these screams and these cries for gun control. So the phenomenon that I'm looking at, and my theory is that I believe I'm going to be proven right yet one more time, and that is that gun control like this, particularly these measures that they're screaming for, will not play on a national stage in a federal election come 2020. Am I right or wrong, do you think?
Well, it's going to play in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in Chicago, in Baltimore, in New York City, in Boston, et cetera. Will it play in the battleground states? That's a whole nother story. But I'll tell you what bothers me. While it may not play in this election, they are making gun prohibition and gun confiscation mainstream. The legacy press picks up on it and talks about it every single day. You have pop politicians running for president now, you know, in mass talking about it. You know, no matter what, the craziest proposals in the world, when they get introduced, never go anywhere. Until they're introduced 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and then all of a sudden, this is normal policy. My concern is that gun prohibition and gun confiscation becomes normalized with all this rhetoric.
That's it. You just nailed it. That's absolutely what they've been doing. And that's why I believe, again, part of that theory, that's why Beto O'Rourke and that's why Kamala Harris and the rest of them can instinctively knee-jerk to that because they know the media coverage is on their side. And when they have that positive coverage, they're not going to be called nutso or crazy. And while it might not play up their numbers anywhere else, it is solidifying their base, right?
Yeah, right. And don't forget also, Elizabeth Warren this past week came out with taxing any new taxes to guns and ammunition to tax them out of existence. So each one has a different slant on how they can prohibit or confiscate firearms or get firearms out of our hands, out of our gun closets, the cabinets. Each one comes up with a new slice, a new crazy way to attack gun rights. You raise the taxes on guns and ammunition over the price of what guns and ammunition even cost, and becomes a confiscatory taxation. And that's what, like, Elizabeth Warren is talking about.
Let me go back to Kamala Harris and then go. I'll move that forward in the next segment, too, because that's an important point, huge point. Let me go back to part of what she said. And listener, this is for your benefit. Just so you understand, when I say this knee-jerk reaction, this instinctive reaction that these people have relative to gun control, and they have it because the press fawns over them for it, because the press is also, that's part of their agenda as well. Here's what she had to say, and I quote, these are her own words. We have to have a buyback program. I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way. She estimated there are currently 5 to 10 million assault weapons in the U.S., that estimation is way off, by the way. You can figure that as half off, if not even more off. And she says there are 5 million at least, some estimates as many as 10 million. We're going to have smart public policy that's about taking those off the streets, but doing it in the right way. Alan, I spoke about this during the Daily Show, and that was, how do you take people's things that you never owned, claim it to be what it never was, a buyback, smart, and then do it the right way? You can't do any of that in that same sentence.
No, you can't. I'm talking about getting assault weapons off the streets. I just looked out my window. I didn't see any out in the street. I'm sorry, but their rhetoric is off the wall.
And it's,
their rhetoric is inflammatory. It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't do the issue any good. All they want to do is attack our rights, attack us. This is the ultimate. We are at the spear of the culture war. I mean, what they're doing to gun owners and the demonization and ostracization of all of us is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you mentioned that. I mentioned that on my daytime show. I said, you know, it's interesting. My response to her is, my guns are not on the street. My guns are in my safe. And when they're not in my safe, they're with me safely at the range. They're not on the streets. And I'd love to go back. I forget who said it at the Gun Rights Policy Conference this year, Alan. But he said he's never seen any of his guns use themselves, which... clearly, I thought it was just a brilliant observation.
Yeah, my take on that is that guns do not have a brain to hate with or a finger to pull their own trigger.
Phenomenal stuff, and he's absolutely right. We're talking with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and if you weren't at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, I hope you make arrangements to come to next year's, which will be in Orlando, Florida. There will be information up on that in the near future. We'll keep you posted on it, but this year coming up, in 2020, it will be in Orlando. We'll be back with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, right after this. Don't go away. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by The Gun Box, biometric, keypad, and RFID gun safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, segment 4 already in the first hour. I cannot believe it. Time is just flying right by. We're talking with Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Coming up in the next hour, Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com is going to be joining me in these Crossbreed Holster and GunBrokerDaytime.com studios, GunBroker.com studios on The Daily Show. In addition to that, Rob Pincus is going to be here for the second of what is now a regular segment weekly, Armed American Radio's sponsored Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week. It's going to be a great one. And then in the hour 3, we've got AWR Hawkins coming up, so a whole lot to go with you. We're talking with Mr. Gottlieb. Let's keep going with Alan. Alan, welcome back to the show. I'm going to play for you here something from AWR Hawkins, of all people, relative to some of the numbers that came out. He put a brilliant video out on Instagram. Let's see if I can make this work here real fast.
Well, 297 murders committed with a rifle. 297, not 20,097, not 2,097, but 297. And that's not just with one type of rifle. Like, that's not 297 murders with this rifle that the Democrats hate. No, that's 297 rifle murders overall. All types of rifles combined. Like, the rifle that Democrats hate, this rifle, too, and this rifle that your grandparents probably love, lever action, I love it, too. All these types of rifles and others combined, 297 murders total. Now, they also talked about knives. You know how many knife murders there were? 1,515. In other words, over five times as many people were murdered with knives and cutting instruments than were murdered with rifles of any kind. All right?
We'll keep going here.
Well, how about the hammer? I forgot I have a hammer with me. That's right. More people were killed with hammers and blunt objects than were killed with rifles of any kind. Let me say it again. More people were killed with hammers and blunt objects than were killed with rifles of any kind. So these stats are very revealing. Hold up. I almost forgot. Twice as many people were killed with this or this.
Fist and shoes.
As were killed with rifles. Let me say that again. Twice as many people were beaten to death with this or stomped to death with this as were killed with rifles of any kind. That's what the FBI crime stats show. Yet what do Democrats want to do? They want to ban a whole category of rifles. I don't get it.
Absolutely brilliant stuff from A.W.R. Hawkins. The way he did it, I wish I could give you the visual, but he was standing at the back, Alan, of his of an ATV, and he had everything lined up perfectly, and he laid it right out there for us. I know you're familiar with the FBI UCR numbers. This week, it shows astonishing information that the legacy media isn't even talking about, particularly in this sense. What gives?
Yeah, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms put out a news release about this week. And, of course, the legacy media virtually ignored it. It made lots of press on lots of, you know, internet news websites that are right of center or pro-gun, like Ammo Land. But the bottom line is that the legacy media didn't want to talk about it because it obviously puts down their agenda. But in 2018, the Uniform Crime Report basically talked about overall crime is down 3.3%, and the number of reported homicides involving firearms is also way down. So we talk about, you know, the other side's talking about all these Democratic presidential candidates, you know, the gun violence epidemic. Well, what are they talking about? There is no gun violence epidemic. Last year, there were an estimated 14,123 murders in the United States, which is down from 15,129 that was reported in the previous year. In 2018, an estimated 10,256 slayings involved firearms, down from the 10,982 that was posted again in the previous year. So the numbers of murders gone down yet, in order to create the impression that we're awash in violent crime, gun grabbers routinely combine the number of homicides and add suicides to it, plus accidental deaths, and call them acts of so-called gun violence. It's deliberately misleading, it's downright dishonest, and why are they lying about it? Well, it's important to note that the reason they're lying about it is because it doesn't fit their narrative. You know, we should really have an honest conversation about, you know, violence in our country. But the anti-gunners will never have an honest conversation because all they want to talk about is emotions and, you know, and crazy sound bites that don't have anything to do with reality.
Alan, they're not capable of having an honest conversation right now. And I look, as sad as what I'm about to say is, it's true. They have lied and been so dishonest, so despicably dishonest for so many years that they can't now come back and have an honest conversation about it, for everything they've said will be exposed as the lie that it is. They can't even start now. It's not even possible. Now, what they've got to know is that there are shows like this, and we know they know that because we know Media Matters is listening right now, as are others. They know that we get this information out. They hear us get it out. They're hearing us get it out right now in this conversation. Other networks hear it. They know it. You've got internet. They know Ammo Land's out there. They know you're out there. I read your press release on the airwaves. Certainly they know. Why then do they continue to ignore this stuff instead of just buck up and give those numbers and be proud of the fact that this is a safe country whose crime numbers are dropping radically?
I might credit Trump for some of his activities and policies and programs. They don't want to do that. They don't want to credit gun owners for helping to reduce crime and even accidents with firearms and trying to reduce suicide with activities that we're engaged in. You know, it's time for the gun prohibition lobby, the Democratic allies, and their megaphones in the media to explain why they want to ultimately disarm the country's law-abiding gun owners. I mean, why are they determined to penalize every gun owner for crimes they didn't commit? I mean, why do they treat the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms as a government-regulated privilege? I mean, the right to keep and bear arms predates the Second Amendment. We have the Second Amendment to prevent the government from taking, you know, away our liberty. And it's time for the Democrats and the gun grabbers to explain why they want to change that.
You and I know the answer to that, and I don't. It's kind of hard to have the discussion, but I'm going to ask you now. Listener, this is a question I would ask Mr. Gottlieb on a private phone call. I'm going to ask it right now. Alan, you don't have to answer it if you don't feel like you want to because it's hard to get into people's heads, but I'm going to throw it out there. We know what happens in other countries. We've known over the course of human history when this type of activity takes place. And I'm talking about when a civilian, an entire population, is disarmed. We've seen what happened to the Jews. We've seen it. I mean, just go as recent now as Venezuela. We've seen this. Are we at a point in this country where we've got a faction of our government that wants that level of control over its people, that tyranny rules the day with the socialists now?
Well, sadly, it sure looks that way, and the evidence points to that, and I don't think it's going to get better. It's going to get worse before it gets better, for sure. And so gun owners have to be extremely vigilant and more engaged than ever before, because if we're not, we're going to lose, because the other side is definitely there. They are committed to taking our rights and our freedoms away, shredding the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And, of course, you know, gun rights is only one part of what they really would like to accomplish, but they can't do it without getting rid of gun rights first. So we're the main target. Like I said earlier, we're the tip of the spear in this culture war.
Everything points to that, listener, is correct. When you hear what A.W.R. Hawkins said, what they want to do is ban a rifle, when it's statistically, when he just gave you the numbers directly from the FBI. There's no reason they should want to do that. Yet they do. And they continue with their specific narrative. Right now, it's universal background checks and red flag laws. It will be something else after that. They will walk in lockstep. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. What another great conversation. Thank you so much for giving us your time today on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from these Crossbreed Holster studios. We're going to be back in the next hour, which is going to be a lot of fun. Patricia Huff from gunbroker.com is going to join me. A.W.R. Hawkins is coming up. Personal Defense Network with Rob Pincus, the tip of the week, the pro tip of the week is coming up. Please don't forget to support all of our sponsors here that make this program possible. And make sure to check out my new website in the days ahead and the hours and days ahead, as we got all kinds of really cool new stuff for you building, including going to be announcing soon some premium content. You can buy some AAR swag. I'll be back in the next hour with Patricia Huff and Rob Pincus. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.